You sure this will work, Doctor?
Of course I'm sure. That bomber carrying the B-bomb should have passed over our island an hour ago. Let's turn on the radio and see if there's any news yet.
The witches look at the monster.
Broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin. A few minutes ago, a bomber carrying the new compact B-bomb was reported down at sea. It is feared the plane and the B-bomb are lost.
Well, Goldpinky, I told you. Doctor Oh No never fails. The B-bomb will be in our hands within the hour.
Then we go get the gold?
Not yet, Goldpinky, not yet. First, we must plant the B-bomb in Washington.
What are we going to do with our guest, James Bomb?
Yes, I've been thinking about that, Goldie. And I have that all figured out in my mad scientist-type diabolical brain. Since our men are too well known in Washington, we'll get our friend, 007, to deliver the B-bomb for us.
How, Doctor?
Simple. If Killer hasn't already fed our guests to the sharks. Killer! I say Killer! Come here!
You scream, Doctor Oh No!
Bring our guest to me.
But, Doc, I was just getting ready to throw him to the sharks.
I said, bring them here.
Don't you look us, Doc. I never get to have any fun around here.
What do you have in mind, Doctor?
I'll get 007 to deliver the B-bomb and get rid of him at the same time. Oh, here they are now.
Here they are, Doc.
Make our guests comfortable, Goldpinky, while I tell them the good news. Good news? You mean you're not going to toss us to the sharks? Heavens no, 007. I was only funning. I love to play jokes on good friends like you. Good friends? Of course. You know, 007, I've been thinking. Now, I've done a lot of naughty things in my life. I've been a bad boy. But lately, my conscience has been hurting me. I'm not really bad. I just got to running around with the wrong crowd. Like I always said, crime don't pay. But what did you want with me and Blab, Doc? I want to give up my life of crime. I want to go straight. I want to turn myself in. Oh, boy. Well, in that case, I will call the FIB. No, 007. I want you personally to go to Washington, turn me into the FBI, and collect the substantial reward. Shucks, Dr. Oh No. That's mighty neighborly of you. But how will I get to Washington? I shall have my pilot fly you there in my own private plane. Excuse me, gentlemen. I'll see who's at the door. Thank you. You got here just in time. I say, since you're on your way to Washington, would you please deliver this package for me, 007? Sure, Doc. What's in the package? Oh, it's a gift for the FBI. You see, I've caused them so much trouble in the past. I thought I'd send a little gift. Doc, you're all hot. But how come it makes this ticking noise? Oh, that. Well, it's a clock. That's it, a clock. A solid gold clock. Be sure and handle it carefully. Don't worry, Doc. I'll be extra careful. And don't tell anyone about the clock. I want it to come as a surprise.
The plan is ready, Doctor.
Oh, good. I say good. Take our guests to the plane. Now remember, 007, be sure and deliver that package to the FBI at exactly noon. Not 1 second sooner or 1 second later. Don't worry, Doc. 007 never fails. So long.
I don't get it, Doctor. What kind of a crazy scheme is this?
Simple, Gold Pinky. I know exactly when the bomb will go off. 12 o'clock noon, just 1 hour from now. I'll let the White House know there's a live bomb in Washington, D.C. and tell them that unless all the gold is turned over to me, us, kaboom!
Ooh, but if they do give us the gold, how can you stop the bomb from going off, Dr. Ono?
Well, I never thought about that. Oh, well, what can you expect out of a mad, mad, mad scientist?